Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The president's speech tonight is going to be a major story in regard to what he says related to this war in Iraq and the direction, future direction of this country's involvement in that war, what it might mean for you and for your kids and for your loved ones in the days that are ahead. And I think quite clearly, as we look at this whole situation, it's precisely what we've said on this show in recent weeks, and that is that nothing is going to change, that a Democrat Congress is not going to change direction in terms of where Mr. Bush attempts to take us, and that more and more as we watch the days ahead, it will appear that we will, in fact, add somewhere between 20 and 40,000 troops to the mix in Iraq and what is being called a surge by the president. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party both have advocates on both sides of this issue. But suffice it to say that we are headed toward some type of escalation, short-term or long-term, in what would appear to be the preparations for a preemptive attack on Iran, either later this year or in the first part of next year. So this seems to be pretty much set in stone in regard to the neoconservative, ongoing neoconservative influence in American foreign policy. And we can anticipate a lot of things in the days ahead that do not add up to peace, and that do not add up to security for you and for your family members. The Los Angeles Times has an interesting story entitled, "The United States Puts the Squeeze on Iran's Oil Fields." Coming from London, the LA Times indicates in a byline that as Washington wages a very public battle against Iran's quest for nuclear power, it is quietly gaining ground on another energy front, the oil fields that are the Islamic Republic's lifeblood. Iran's oil industry has raked in record amounts of cash during 3 years of high oil prices, but a new U.S. campaign to dry up financing for oil and natural gas development poses a threat to the Republic's ability to continue exporting oil over the next two decades, many analysts say. The campaign comes at a moment of unique vulnerability for Iran's oil industry, which also faces challenges from rising domestic oil energy consumption, international isolation, a populist spending spree by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and trouble closing contracts with foreign oil companies, a recipe for disaster in a nation with one of the world's largest reservoirs of oil, according to both the LA Times and Business Week. Quote, if the government does not control the consumption of oil products in Iran, and at the same time if the projects for increasing the capacity of the oil and protection of the oil wells will not happen within 10 years, there will not be any oil for export, unquote, Mohammad Hadi Nejad Hosseini, Iran's deputy oil minister for international affairs, said in a telephone interview. If Iran were suddenly to stop exporting its 2.6 million barrels of oil a day, such as in the event of a military strike, world oil prices probably would skyrocket. But a gradual decline might be offset by other OPEC members, analysts say, particularly as Iraq increases its oil production and Saudi Arabia carries out plans for significant increases in its production capacity. The efforts by the United States and its allies over the last few months to persuade international banks and oil companies to pull out of Iran threaten dozens of projects, including development of Iran's two massive new oil fields that could expand output by 800,000 barrels a day over the next 4 years, according to the Los Angeles Times. Quote, many European banks which had accepted financing some oil industry's projects have recently canceled them, unquote, Nejad Hosseinian said. In addition, banks are no longer granting letters of credit for delivery of some supplies, ministry officials say. And as nations such as Japan begin to back out of Iran oil development under U.S. pressure, the government in Tehran is being forced to dig into its own reserve funds to get crucial new projects off the ground. But Nejad Hosseinian said Iran had recognized the gravity of the threat and launched steps to head it off. We'll get back to this article when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Is this an indication that economic war and covert activities abroad are a prelude to an actual military preemption of the government of Iran? Stay tuned. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hits a high note, is able to shatter a wine glass. Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Beginning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, I'm going to be joined by a guest, and that guest is Joe Fields, who resides in Texas. And he's putting together a very interesting conference that's going to be held in Los Angeles at the end of March. And the title of that conference is going to be No More Wars for Israel. Going to be a number of interesting speakers at that conference. Joe will talk about that beginning at 8 o'clock this morning. But suffice it to say, folks, that it's very clear that a war is coming. Unless there is some major, drastic, unforeseen change in course and direction, the United States and Israel seem to be on a collision course with Iran and on a collision course with the Palestinians in regard to having failed to come up with a comprehensive plan that would address the Palestinian situation on both Gaza and the West Bank. So suffice it to say, when we start looking at all of these stories in the mainstream press, that which a number of us in the paleoconservative America First community have been talking about for a number of years, is now creeping into the mainstream press. People are concerned. People all of a sudden are waking up to the fact, at least a few folks who even look at contemporary corporate news media, that something is awfully wrong out there, and that we, unless, again, there is a change in course, we are headed for a war, I'm convinced, in the next 12 months, a much wider war than the one that we're currently in. One of the other things I would emphasize to you, for those of you who do watch the president's speech this evening, is that we're quite likely to see at least a so-called surge in 20,000 troops. And it will be interesting at the same time to watch the Democratic Party's response to all of this. I think at the end of the day, we're going to discover, as we've been saying on this show for a period of weeks now, that the elections in the first Tuesday in November would have absolutely, ultimately, no impact, no change whatsoever in the direction that we're going in vis-a-vis both Iraq and Iran, that you're going to see a committing of a fresh new 20,000 minimum contingency of American troops, that we would see a continued prosecution of this no-win war of counterinsurgency, that there would continue to be massive numbers of Iraqi casualties through this conflict as well as American casualties, and that the price tag for this war, which originally was thought to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 billion, according to the president's neoconservative advisors almost 4 years ago, is now turning into $500 billion and will be at $1 trillion by the time that anybody figures out that we should have never been committed to this situation to begin with. But in regard to the United States situation with Iran, it becomes abundantly clear that there is a multi-tiered escalation going on. We've been seeing this in the last several years in terms of ongoing reports that the United States and Israel have been involved in covert activities against the government in Tehran, based in Azerbaijan. We've seen reports that the Israelis were working with Kurds in an attempt to destabilize the regime, the IRI regime in Tehran. We've been watching ongoingly the series of incidents going on in Khuzestan province in Iran, which is the center of their oil-producing capability and a place where there are a tremendous number of ethnic Arabs living in that country. A lot of things going on in Khuzestan which suggest that both the Mossad and the American CIA and the British MI6 are very much involved in fomenting instability in that province. And then, of course, there's Balochistan province, which borders Pakistan. And in that part of Iran, from time to time, once again, we see not so much in the domestic American corporate press, for obvious reasons, but in the international press, we see ongoing reference made to activities going on in Balochistan that would suggest once more that there are covert activities involving both American and Israeli operatives that are taking place in that region as well. And when we add to that just what we see going on in the Los Angeles Times in the last day or two in regard to this report of a United States squeeze being put on Iran's oil fields, it seems to me that, again, there is a multi-tiered level of escalation that is going on, some of it involving covert activities in the provinces I've just mentioned, some of it involving economic activities intended to destabilize Tehran's oil-producing capacity and to destabilize its oil industry. Another facet of this deals with the Iranian attempt to move toward a euro-based oil burst. And then, of course, the United States continues to be involved both in Tehran and elsewhere, both in Iran and elsewhere, in regard to the support of elements that have been trying to displace that regime in Tehran for many, many years. The long and the short of it is, I'm going to suggest on the air today that there's a strong parallel here between what is going on with Iran and what was going on with Japan in the 14 months leading up to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. For those of you who have not read Robert Stinnett's book, Day of Deceit, there's a very interesting section in it going back to Freedom of Information Act documents that have been obtained by that author that show how between October of 1940 and December 7th, 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt engaged in a specific plan of action based on something called the McCollum Memorandum to enact policies that would virtually guarantee that war would break out between Imperial Japan and the United States. If you've not read the McCollum Memorandum, it's a very important part of history because it shows specifically that there is a take, a provable take, on what was going on in the months leading up to the United States' entry into World War II to show that we were not simply passive bystanders in this whole circumstance, that we knew a lot more than was advertised at the time, but even more importantly, that we were an active agent in ensuring that there would be an outcome that would be violent, that there would be an outcome that would involve a clash between two different empires, and that that clash would involve a worldwide contest for global supremacy and supremacy regionally in terms of the Pacific theater. So if you want to get a hold of Robert Stinnett's book, Day of Deceit, and take a look at the McCollum Memorandum, it shows quite clearly that Franklin Delano Roosevelt asked Arthur McCollum, the then head of the Office of Naval Intelligence in the United States, to recommend a course of action that would guarantee that the United States and Japan would eventually go to war in the Pacific. That 12- or 14-point memorandum is very interesting because between October of 1940 and December 7th, 1941, it becomes very clear that everything that was in that memorandum was subsequently enacted by the President of the United States with the desired result, at least where he was concerned, that there would be a war between the United States and Imperial Japan, and that this would be used as the backdoor way of ensuring that there would be an involvement on the part of the United States in a war with Europe, or in Europe, principally against Hitler's Nazi Germany. So here you have it. Today we're looking again at this report in the Los Angeles Times that the U.S. is putting a squeeze on Iran's oil fields. Nejat Hossainian, the Iranian oil minister, said that Iran had recognized the gravity of the threat launched by the United States and has itself launched steps to head it off, including smart rationing cards scheduled for distribution in March to check skyrocketing sales of cheap gasoline, and an overhaul of Iran's historically stingy contract terms in an attempt to lure big oil companies into skirting the U.S. roadblocks. Iran is also hoping to turn to China and Russia for help. That's a very key part of this article in the L.A. Times. But the United States officials already have warned that they will seek to hold China accountable under Washington's unilateral sanctions laws if it proceeds with a $16 billion project to develop Iran's North Pars gas field. China has also signed a memorandum of understanding under which it may take on development of the Atavaran field in southwestern Iran, expected to boost production by 300,000 barrels per day. What's the most significant aspect of that portion of this article? Quite clearly, we're not simply talking about a circumstance where a war with Iran is being planned, both by the United States and Israel, but this is something that has all of the potential, all of the seeds, to begin a movement toward a conflict with Russia and China in that part of the world. Iran's oil and natural gas dilemma, according to the L.A. Times, has no direct connection with the sanctions adopted last month by the United Nations Security Council, which are narrowly aimed at assistance to Iran's nuclear program. Although Tehran insists it has strictly peaceful intentions, the United States and others believe the program is linked to development of nuclear weapons. You can well imagine who the others are, principally Blair's Britain, and of course the government of Israel in Tel Aviv. Rather, according to the L.A. Times, the looming crisis stems from a series of domestic problems that have converged at a time when Iran is susceptible to U.S. attempts to capitalize on them to coerce Tehran's compliance on the nuclear issue. You know, folks, when you read through this story in the mainstream press, it begs a number of questions. One is the fact that according to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran has the right, according to that treaty, to enrich uranium. It has that right. It is a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. That treaty guarantees Iran the right to enrich uranium. The whole question is simply whether or not there is, provably, a military program in that country that would involve the militarization of nuclear power. And, of course, that is something that has not been proven. It is a debate that goes back and forth over what Tehran's real intentions are in regard to the military aspects of the nuclear power industry that quite clearly is being developed there. But it begs the question once more, should Tehran not feel a little nervous given the fact that Azerbaijan province, Khuzestan province, and Balochistan are simply three places within Iran that suggest that there is a very targeted outside attempt on the part of the United States, Britain, and Israel, principally, to destabilize and to overthrow that regime, and ultimately to engage in a military act of preemption against it. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, beginning at around 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, which is in, that's about 37 minutes from now. We will be joined by Joe Fields, who is organizing a conference entitled No More Wars for Israel. That conference is going to be held at the end of March, and it's going to be in Los Angeles, and there are going to be a lot of interesting speakers at that conference. There will be more information on that in the days ahead. But suffice it to say that one of the things that will come up, I'm sure, in my conversations with Joe Fields, is why we have this interesting situation transpiring in the world where the United States is getting ready, presumably, to attack Iran at some point, either in conjunction with Israel or without it. And, of course, the other scenario is that Israel will attack Iran on its own with the political support of the United States. But either way, this quite clearly seems to be in the works. And one of the great ironies, tragic ironies in this entire situation, is that Israel is a non-signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. We've been emphasizing that for weeks on this show. They are the leading nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons power in the Middle East, and the United States, in essence, would be attacking a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty with the help of a nation that is a non-signatory and that, again, is the chief nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons power in the region. This becomes particularly significant, it seems to me, when we look at Israeli policy in the West Bank and Gaza. It's been emphasized by a couple of people who've been on this show that the current position, mainstream Palestinian position on their negotiations with Israel, is that the Palestinians, most of them that have been speaking out on this publicly for quite some time, have been willing up to now to settle for only 22% of the land that was granted to them in the original United Nations partition. Only 22% of that. They not only lost, 750,000 people lost their land in 1948 when the State of Israel was created, but all these years later, the mainstream Palestinian diplomatic position has been that even that 48% of the land that they received in the original division of the UN partition, they're willing to bring that percentage down to only 22%. They're even losing in terms of the original UN partition in 1948. And when you look at the amount of territory that the Palestinians are willing to settle for, when you look at the fact that they're merely asking for East Jerusalem to be recognized as the capital of a Palestinian state, when you get into the whole issue of the fact that resolution after resolution after resolution in the largely worthless United Nations, worthless for a variety of reasons, but worthless in terms of the Middle East, in that these resolutions of condemnation of Israel for its continued occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, territories that international law has repeatedly said are not theirs, it becomes abundantly clear that the United States has no significant intention of forcing Israel to abide by any of these things that have transpired up to this point. And that, in conjunction with Israel's nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons capability, is quite quickly going to turn into a conflagration in the Middle East, as the U.S., once again, is positioned in a way that indicates that it is not an honest broker in this struggle between Israel and the Palestinians. American foreign policy is quite clearly anchored in only one direction, and that direction is what Israel wants, what the Jewish lobby wants in the United States. That's not simply true in terms of the occupation of Palestine and the refusal to give the Palestinians even 22% of the original land that they were to be granted under the UN partition. But we're now seeing that the government of Israel quite clearly is making the sound of war toxins, and has been for quite some time, where the government of Iran is concerned. And as we move in this country, our government moves toward a policy of increasing economic sanction against Tehran, the fomenting of unrest in three of its major provinces, and the overt sounding of the possibility of a military attack against Tehran, becomes quite obvious that neither the Republican Party nor the Democratic Party have any intention of reversing course in what quite clearly could prove to be the greatest tragedy in all of human history. Jeff in Vermont, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing today?
Well, I could be better. You know, I've been fighting a pretty serious head and chest cold in the last 48 hours or so, so some of my listeners may recognize that my voice doesn't quite sound the way that it normally sounds, but I'm hanging in there.
That's good. God bless you. I've been studying this issue for quite some time now, and what I've come to find out is that these people, these Israelis in America, Jewish people, don't get me wrong, I have nothing against the Jewish people. I have.
Jeff, hold on. I unfortunately have to go to a commercial break, but stay on the line. I want to definitely chat with you. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Jeff's call from Vermont, and at 8 o'clock, we'll be back with Joe Fields. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Right around 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be joined by Joe Fields, who is the national organizer of a conference entitled No More Wars for Israel. And that conference is going to be held in Los Angeles toward the end of March. There are going to be some very, very fine speakers there. And the folks who attend that conference are going to examine this question very closely, of what our current policy is in the Middle East, most obviously what our policy is in the Middle East, and about the need for change in regard to what that policy is, both on a moral basis when it comes to the issue of the plight of the Palestinian people, as well as in America's self-serving interest. Let's face it, folks, when you look at this war going on in the Middle East, a war that we initiated in March of 2003, we discover, first of all, that it was launched under false pretenses. We discover that already it has cost monetarily close to 10 times what the original figure was estimated to be in regard to the monetary costs of this incursion. We've seen the blowback, political blowback in this circumstance, both between Somalia and Indonesia as far as the Islamic world is concerned. Now the American people, who largely seemed comatose almost 4 years ago when Colin Powell made a very transparently thin case for war before the United Nations, we're now in a situation where a few more folks, average folks, have figured out that this war is a disaster, that it's ongoing, that it's about to expand, and that the fundamental national security interests of the people of this country and the constitutional interests of the people of this country have been flagrantly ignored and will continue to be ignored unless some people step forward and tried to organize some very, very serious opposition to this present course across the political spectrum. We'll see if that happens in the days ahead. Jeff, go ahead with your question, sir, your observation.
Well, I have an observation about organizing, and you know, I just want to say kudos to the people at RBN for not fermenting, you know, anti-Semitism and stuff like that, because this is what these people thrive upon, and I just want to congratulate you guys, because I think that's very noble of you guys. And if you look at the Zionist movement in America, and you take a page book out of what they've done and how they organize and where they're at today, I admire what they've done, and I don't respect Zionism. I don't agree with their policies, and I don't like at all what they're doing to the United States of America and to our Constitution. But if you start studying and start looking at how they accomplished their goals and how they accomplished what they did and where they're at today, you have to look at that and say, wow, these people have done a lot, and they're in a position because they worked hard to get there. And they've done a lot of groundwork, and that's why we're in a position today, because they've done their homework. They've done what they needed to do to be in a position where they're at today. And
I don't think there's any question about it. I think you're exactly right, Jeff. This is a most fascinating study to look at how somewhere between 1% and 2% of the American population numerically has had the disproportionate influence that they have had based on their numbers. It doesn't matter whether you're looking at media or education or government, just to name three. These individuals are smart. They are organized, obviously well-financed, very motivated, and they have mastered the art of political manipulation and infiltration. They have managed the art of political organization and have done so arguably at the expense of the much wider population of the nation, that's for sure. But I would absolutely have to agree with you that this is a case study in how a sheer handful of people, numerically speaking, can control the present and future course of political discourse in a nation the size of this one based on their own diligence, their own motivation, and their own skill. There's no question about it. I absolutely would agree with that.
And look at a perfect example with the British in India in the 1920s and the early 19th century. 40,000 British people controlled 90 million people in India. You know, it happens before, but how they do it, it's gradual. It's not all at once. It's a revolution with steps and goals and stuff they need to accomplish before they get to their next step. And these people have time, and they're smart, and, you know, you have to adapt your way of thinking to the way they think to understand why they're doing this. And if you just got to understand why they're trying to accomplish what they want to accomplish. And they're just in my mind, they're criminals, you know. It's not a religion. It's not a race. It's nothing like that. These people have a criminal mindset where they want to control, you know, and I believe in freedom. I don't believe in controlling other men or women or anything, you know, and that's what it comes down to. I just want to be left alone with these people. I don't really want them making decisions in my name, you know, when they don't represent Christ and they don't represent me and they don't represent stuff that I believe in or my core values. And you're right. There's only 2% of the population that are Jewish, and not all these people, all these Jewish people agree with these people. Because I have Jewish friends that believe adamantly in what I believe in, and they're getting manipulated by those people too. It's just a small few of those people that are representing, you know, the Jewish people. It's, the rank and file Jew is clueless, you know, really they are. I mean, from what I understand, maybe I'm not, but that's how I look at it.
Well, I think you make a number of very, very viable points here, Jeff. And to me, when I look at this whole situation involving Israel and the so-called Israeli lobby, I remember an experience I had quite a number of years ago now where I was reading an article in the Lutheran publication Christian News, which is an independent conservative Lutheran publication coming out of New Haven, Missouri, a guy named Herman Otten is the editor. And the long and the short of it is he was running a series of stories on what had happened, what methodologies had been used in the creation of the Zionist State of Israel. And all of the things that he mentioned in this article began an odyssey on my part in terms of researching this. And as I began to research it, I discovered that in the main, the things that Pastor Otten was saying were absolutely true, which then begged the next question. How is it that I had never come across any of this information in a grade school or junior high school or high school? I had not been exposed to it in college. I was not exposed to it in several different graduate schools that I've attended. Well-known schools, by the way, both in college and grad school. It begs the question as to how it could be that this sort of thing could have eluded my attention all these years. And I would argue that it is because of a certain brand of political correctness that has been manipulated very skillfully by the Israeli lobby to ensure that there are certain topics of conversation, certain academic topics of research and endeavor that are routinely ignored, because the consequences of delving into this can be very serious for the persons or institutions that actually try to do it. And, you know, to me, I have no doubt that if the average American really perceived all of the things that had gone into the creation of the Zionist State of Israel, had really understood the political ideology that undergirded many of the members of the Ashkenazic wing of the Labor Party in Israel in its movement toward the creation of a state there in Palestine, and if the average American understood what is behind, who and what is behind this present disaster in Iraq, and what quite soon could be a disaster with Iran, there would be, I would presume, some type of revolt in the United States. More and more people saying, hey, my tax dollars aren't going to go for this. My kids are not going to go and die for this. My church, my community, my fellow countrymen that I rub shoulders and elbows with every day are not going to die for this. I'm off the bus when it comes to supporting this whole thing. But obviously that hasn't happened. Thus far, at least, there continues to be, if these establishment opinion polls are to be believed, there continues to be not only a disproportionate influence on the part of 2% of the American public in regard to what our policy is, but a much wider segment of the American public presumably has not understood, has not figured out what's happened. And this one of the things that really needs to be underscored in this is, of course, the way that the Israelis have created very powerful constituencies within groups of folks that should not be supporting them, that would not, under better, more ideal circumstances, be supporting them, and nonetheless have been co-opted into a virtual rubber stamping of whatever it is that the Israeli lobby wants. And I think the Christian right is the classic example of this.
They're being manipulated. And what really chills my blood and kind of scares me is this hate crime legislation that's going to go through. And it you know, I can't – that's what I've been, you know, telling people that, you know, this is – what's going on here is total devastation of the rights we have today. And they're taking them away. And it's sad. And people need to wake up. And I don't really – I mean, all you have to do is – all the information is there. It's not hidden. It's not a big secret. It's right there in front of your face, and you just have to understand and look at it and read it. And it's just hard to get through to people today, but we have to be stronger and more vigilant and better organized than these people. That's how we're going to win, and that's the message. And you're doing a great job, and education is the key, and I agree a lot of what you say, and I think you're very well versed, and I think you're very well educated in that aspect, and I appreciate what you have to say, and I think you're doing a good job.
Well, I tell you, Jeff, as you look at this whole situation again, much of it comes down, it seems to me, to basic education, and the problem is that up to this point, in most of the institutional settings where education allegedly takes place in this country. Notice I use the word allegedly. You're not seeing the dissemination of the other side of the question on this, any of the data, any of the analysis, any of the very fine points of view coming from those who are, I emphasize, responsible people who are not anti-Semites, who are not hate mongers, who are people of reason, people who are dedicated to the Constitution of our country, people who have figured out what is going on with the co-optation of the institutional Christian right in this country. In all of this, we see that there needs to be, first of all, a circumvention of the mainstream media in order for the word to get out. And, of course, that's where Republic Broadcasting Network comes in. That's where American Free Press comes in. That's where conferences like the one that Mr. Fields is organizing for Los Angeles at the end of March comes in, because it's only through this methodology, it seems to me, that we can begin to develop a constituency, a larger constituency for this point of view. And I have a theory, and it's not a very pleasant theory, but it's one that has been shared by people more erudite in this area than I am, and that is that it is probably going to take a catastrophe for this whole thing to turn around or for there to be any significant backlash against this whole tragic set of circumstances. If we see an expansion of this miserable situation in Iraq to a larger preemptive war with Iran, if we see a return to military conscription in this country, if we see a catastrophic fall in the dollar as a result of the jettisoning of American debt instruments on the open currency exchanges because of our policy in that part of the world, if all of that results in terrible, massive tragedy for the people of the United States, it's already a tragedy, clearly, for the country as far as the erosion of our constitutional freedoms and the misuse of tax dollars and all of these other things. It's a tragedy for the over 3,000 people in this country who have lost their lives in this conflict and for their families. All of that needs to be said, certainly, but as of yet, we have not seen what I think we unfortunately will see, and that is a broadening of this situation to where every single American is undeniably, catastrophically affected by the foreign policy of this country. And once that happens, and I think it's going to, I'm not wishing for it. I hope there's an alternative. I also sincerely hope I'm wrong in what I'm saying. But if I'm not, and if it plays out the way I think it's going to play, there will not be a living person in the United States or in the world who will not be impacted by what's going on. And as far as that goes, we could well see, if this kind of apocalyptic scenario plays out, more and more people turning off professional sporting events, turning off corporate news media, standing back from this whole thing and saying, hey, what has happened here? Why has it happened? And now that my own future and my family's own future is provably tied up with this, what can I do to be involved? I suspect it's going to take something like that. So we shall see.
Yeah,
we shall see. What when you talk to people up there in Vermont, what is the general tenor and thrust of what you're hearing from the so-called man and woman on the street up there with this?
You'd be surprised. People are pretty smart in Vermont, and there's a group of us in Vermont. I mean, we have the best gun rights in the whole country. I mean, we don't need a I'm not sure if you're a gun right. I'm a gun right person, and I have a lot of guns. And
Absolutely. I am a life member of the Texas State Rifle Association, the National Rifle Association, and Larry Pratt's Gun Owners of America, so we're on the same page.
Well, we don't need it. We don't need a permit for a gun. I can carry my 40 cal wherever I want. I don't need a permit for it. I don't need to register it. I don't need to do anything for it. And there was a push a couple of years ago, and I belong to a group called Pulse Property Owners Standing Together, and we just are involved. And whenever we see something that is detrimental to our rights in our state, because we concentrate mostly on our state, We hammer and we go down to the legislators and we stand outside and we talk to our legislators And we said, no, this isn't going to happen. And the good thing about Vermont, it's kind of small, and you know, they know us, they know who we are, they know, and if there's legislation going to be passed, they're going to say, well, POST is going to be against this. We're going to hear from these guys. We're going to hear from this aspect. So, I mean, we're involved like that, you know. So, I mean,
Jeff, stay on the line. I have one more question for you. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. A little later on this morning, we'll be joined by Joe Fields of the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up in L.A. at the end of March. Stay tuned and give me a call at 1-800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been chatting a little bit with Jeff from Vermont, and shortly I'll take another caller as well. And then the second segment of the show, we'll be joined by Joe Fields, who is the organizer of the No More Wars for Israel conference. It's going to be held in Los Angeles at the end of March. Jeff, you were saying that before the break that people up in Vermont have tended to be focused upon state issues in regard to gun legislation and gun rights and also such things as property rights. Do you begin to sense that there is any concern up there at all among the people that you talk to about the possibility of a wider war?
Not really. That's a good question. We haven't seen any legislation in that goes that would are it's going to hurt our gun rights this session, even though it came Democrat. Our Constitution is pretty good on gun rights for the people. So I mean, they know a legislator knows if they have anything to do with gun rights and they try to pass legislation, they're not going to get elected next term, and they know that for a fact. So they're very hesitant about passing anything to do with any legislation towards guns. And we have a problem with property tax in this state, and that's a big issue right now. And we're hammering them hard because we're getting taxed incredibly high here, and it's becoming a gated community in the whole state. The property taxes are so high, nobody can hardly buy land. I mean, I own some land and stuff, and it's just getting ridiculous. But we fight it tooth and nail. We don't back down. We don't compromise with these people, and we're organized, and that's what you have to be. You just can't sit back at your house and listen to the talk shows. You have to do something productive. If you don't, they win, you know. And it's that simple. You have to be active, and if you're not active, then you're complicit, and then you accept what they tell you and what they tell you to pay them. And it's not rocket science. It's pretty simple.
Do you think if the president, as anticipated, calls for the introduction of 20,000 more troops into Iraq, is that something that the people up there are chatting about at all? When the people that you associate with, are they looking at this as a part of a circumstance that will at some point really begin to affect them in their lives?
Yeah, I think so. I think that definitely Israel is losing ground in their kind of secrecy of behind the scenes activities. People are waking up to that, and even a lot of the Jewish community in the state is waking up to that, and they don't think Israel should be acting the way they do, and I don't think they should either. And I think it's right for America to not, you know, cow down to these people because they have a lot of money and they can beat their media drum and, you know, and do what they need to do to not get you elected like Cynthia McKinney or anybody like that. Everybody's against the war that I talk to. I don't know hardly anybody that's for this war.
We will be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined in a little while this morning by Joe Fields, the national organizer of the No More Wars for Israel conference. Stay tuned.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.